Art Shaw and his orchestra from 1938 with Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. This week, we set the Wayback Machine for 1938, and you're invited. Stay tuned as we sample some 78s.
Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra with Jumpin' at the Woodside from a 78 released on Decca Records. And before that we heard Shep Fields with Jerry Stewart on vocals, Cathedral in the Pines. Well, this is DJ Frederick and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're working our way through the music of mid-century America from the late 1930s to the 1960s. And this week, we're listening to tunes from 1938. We'll crank up the Victrola again in just a minute.
Recognize that sound? Well, think New Year's Day, Philadelphia. Yeah, it's the Mummers Parade. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Thousands of people come every year to be entertained by folks who perform in marching bands wearing glittering costumes and extravagant headpieces with lots of ostrich feathers. There are four different judging divisions in the parade, but it's the string band groups that the crowd really loves. Jack Cohn is the curator of the Mummers Museum.
They're the only division of the four divisions that plays their own musical instruments, and they're also judged on that music. They're judged for music, presentation, and costuming.
The parade has been an official Philadelphia city event since 1901. In 1902, the string band division was started by four men who entered the parade as a small band.
Years ago, the instruments that were used were string instruments, violins, guitars, mandolins. As the years progressed, somebody would say, well, I remember an instrument in Germany called a Glockenspiel. Let's try this one out. And they added a couple instruments to create a different sound. I think the last instrument was probably added in the 40s, and that's been about it. So we were using the same sounds from the 40s, just a different percentage-wise. We used more of a saxophone sound where they didn't use that before. Banjo is one of the favorite instruments of the Mummers. Sometimes, depending on the theme, they'll spotlight an individual or a group of individuals who are just playing the banjo just to hear that unique Philadelphia Mummer sound.
We'll hear more on the Mummers Parade in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Broadcasting from the past, present, and future, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're part of the homemade radio revolution on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams.
Shovel or a pick.
In a mine,
in a mine,
in a mine,
in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine. We dig, 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 from early on till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamond miles more. 1,000 will be sometimes more.
But we don't know what we took them for.
We dig, 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 dig.
Hi.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen O' Flowing Mountains to the South Bell by the Moor. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Down to Birmingham one cold December day, as she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the course throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as he glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
A couple of tunes you may be familiar with. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Tune we sing 5 or 6 days a week, basically. And after that, you heard Roy Acuff, a song recorded in 1936, but not released until 1938. It's the very first version of the Wabash Cannonball. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, where we're exploring music from the year 1938. And eventually, we're kind of going to work our way all the way up till about 1968. So sit back, relax. We've got an easy bake oven for your TV dinners. Grab a Moxie and we'll see what's spinning on the turntable.
A tisky, the tasket, a brown and yellow basket, I send a letter to my mummy, on the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it, yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A tasket, I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
a tasket. I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket. I lost my basket.
Oh yes, we did. We're sorry that you lost it. We'll pay the cost of it to you.
Oh no, you don't have to. I've got good news for you. Just listen while I tell you of a dream come true. I found my yellow basket. Oh yes, I really did. I found the girl who took it. I knew just where she hid. She said that she was sorry and gave it back to me. Now I'm oh so happy, happy as can be.
Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Happy?
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy I don't know just what to do. And now I'm on my way, feeling light and gay. A tisket, a tasket, I found my yellow basket. Tisket, tasket, tisket.
Debut of Ella Fitzgerald in 1938. The first song you heard was the Chick Webb Orchestra, and that of course was A Tisket, A Tasket, and then Ella's own record, I Found My Yellow Basket. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We've been exploring music from the year 1938. I'll be back next week when we stretch into 1939. We're going to make our way all the way up till about the late 60s. So please stay tuned. Thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings.
Thank you. tonight. I mustn't think of her. Music maestro, please. Tonight, tonight I must forget how much I need her. So, Mr. Leader, play your lilting melody, ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go, tonight I mustn't think of her. No more memories. So play, tonight I must forget. Music maestro, please.